Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I hope that you are learning from God through His Word as you study it time after time and just gaining new knowledge. What I love about the Bible that's different than any other book is that it is a living Word. It appeals to your life and it gives you instruction for your life all throughout your days here on earth. And so what you learned 5, 10 years ago, go back to that same verse, you'll find something new in it. And this has happened to me over and over again. And so as God wants to teach us His Word, we want to be available to Him to do just that. And so if you will, let's just invite the Lord to be a part of this study today through prayer, as we always do when we begin this podcast. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I bless You. I thank You again for Your Word. We know You have something that You want us to know today, and so we yield ourselves to You, knowing that You're our God, and You've got our best interest in mind. We bless You, and we give You thanks as You would promise to give us Your, as You have promised, to give us Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth. And so with all that being said, we just bless You and thank You, Lord. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Hearing That the Gentiles Receive the Word. It's taken from the book of Acts chapter 11 and verse 1. Luke the physician wrote how Peter told Cornelius and the people in his home, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead, to give him to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. And in chapter 11, of verse 1 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Where we read, And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. The verse begins, And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea. Luke began with the words, And the apostles, which means, And the delegates, messengers, and sent forth ones, and brethren, or and fellow believers in Jesus, that were in Judea, which means, who were located in Judea, whose name means, He shall be praised, and was the southern portion of Palestine, lying on this side of Jordan and the Dead Sea, to distinguish it from Samaria, Galilee, Perea, and Idumea, did the following. Luke shared how the apostles or disciples or followers of Jesus who were located in Judea did according to the next part of this verse. The verse continues, heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Luke added the words, heard that the Gentiles, which means were endowed with the faculty of hearing, perceiving, and understanding, that the pagans or multitude of individuals of the same nature or genus had also received or had even so and indeed embraced, approved, and accepted the word of God, which means the utterance, decree, mandate, and speech belonging to the Godhead bodily in Trinity, which is comprised of God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Luke shared how the apostles and the believers located in Judea heard that the Gentiles or pagans had accepted God's word or the gospel. When we think through Luke's words in this verse, we learn how the apostles and believers in Judea heard the report of the Gentiles embracing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us remember that these believers in Jesus had not been given the vision that Peter received. And they were still under the idea that Jews did not associate with Gentiles. We shall see how they respond to Peter in our next few verses, but for now, let us understand that God was stretching the minds of the believers in him and his son Jesus. God so loved the world. And though people have ideas that certain people are exempt from the gospel of Jesus Christ, everyone may receive Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of all mankind, and he was raised from the dead after 3 days, so that everyone who believes and trusts in him may be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Let everyone who studies this story of the apostles, believers, and Peter realize God wants to save everybody, and anyone who yields themselves to him will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life. Next time, Luke shares, when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.